We are now on a Monarch flight from Manchester to Luxor, which went. It took off later. We stayed overnight. Decided what we would do this time. We would stay overnight in Manchester because it was an early flight, 9 o'clock, so an early check-in. So we booked in and stayed at the Premier Inn, which was really, really good value. If anybody's going to stay in Manchester, near Manchester Airport, prices are great. Really, spotlessly clean, lovely room. And then we would normally check in for a 9 o'clock flight 3 hours before. In fact, we normally check in about 3 hours and 15 minutes before. So we're at the front of the queue if there is one. And what we decided to do this time was, because we were staying in Manchester, we were so close, we thought we would go a bit later. And in the end, we got there at 7 o'clock, which is 2 hours before, which I really would avoid because we were right at the back of the queue and there were about four queues. And in actual fact, we were the very last people to get through check-in. Of course, the other thing today that made a difference was there was very thick fog in Manchester. So once we boarded the flight, our 9 o'clock departure was then delayed, and we didn't actually leave the ground till 10 a.m. But at the moment, we're about an hour into the journey on the Monarch flight. It's pretty full. It's not completely full, and quite a few seats here and there so people can move around. Lesson to be learned for me would be definitely to stick to our 3 hour plus check-in. You just avoid all those queues. But that's enough for now, more later. And the other thing I meant to mention was that the immigration forms, which are the forms that you fill in to get your visa, were handed out almost immediately once the seatbelt sign had come off. So recommend you keep your passports and a pen handy, not up in the overhead locker, so that you can complete those pretty much straight away, put them aside and forget about it till you land. And now we've just arrived in Luxor Airport, got in about half an hour late, which is good because the plane must have caught up the lost time, and met a few clients, funnily enough, both on the plane and at the airport. So let's just hope their cruises go well, because we'll be back on the plane with them on the way back. So we've come through, baggage was very, very quick, our visas all done and dusted very quickly, and we're on the coach, and it's now about 4 o'clock, no, half past four, and due to take the trip down to the Royal Viking. So end of a pleasant journey over here. Forgot to say what the temperature is, not really sure, but it's really hot. Can succeed. So we're now in our cabin, which is a lovely cabin on the top deck of the Royal Viking, and we are due to... The cabin's lovely, and we've unpacked, and it's about 6:30 local time, so time now to get ready, go and have dinner and a stiff drink or two. I'm ready because we've got an early start tomorrow for Valley of the Kings, the Valley of the Queens, Temple of Hatshepsut. I'll check it out and do it again, and the Colossus of Memnai. So that's the end of our day, and we're due to leave at 8 o'clock in the morning. No, 7 o'clock in the morning. Sorry, little dispute here. We have to be up at 6 and leave the ship by 7, so it's a bit of an early night. Now we're having an argument now. It is 6 o'clock, and now, and that's the end of the podcast while we carry on arguing.